welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe. And I started a new intro that made you laugh. What's up, Ron?
Hi, guys.
Didn't expect that, did you?
I didn't know what the hell you were doing.
I honestly had no idea what I was doing either.
I thought maybe you had like some kind of tick or something that just...
No, I don't know. I always tried to keep it fresh, keep it new.
I'm hip. I'm with it.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. I haven't seen those in forever.
Yeah. I bet you they don't hold up.
No, God, I don't think they do. How you been?
Not too bad.
Yeah.
You know, we got to cover our exciting WandaVision this morning, so yes. That was pretty exciting.
So if you guys are listening to that, that was the first episode of our kind of a spinoff of the Rundown Reviews. I don't really want to call it a new segment, because we're only going to do it like once a month, maybe once every other month.
Yeah, it'll just be something that we throw in there every now
and then. Similar to like Chitty Chats, where we do it when we can. But it's our small screen rundown.
Yeah.
We're going to start covering by the time this episode comes out, obviously the first one's out. We probably are coming up to the second episode of that with Falcon and Winter Soldier. I'm not 100% sure when this is coming out, and I don't know when Falcon and Winter Soldier actually is going to end. So whatever.
I don't even know when it's starting. So I got you beat.
2 weeks. Let's just say I took the weekend of Zack Snyder's Justice League off, and I'm going to have a full weekend with that and Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
So that's when it comes out.
Gotcha.
Or came out, because this is in the future.
Ooh, time travel.
The illusion. Sorry.
Now we know what's going to happen in the future. This episode will come out.
Yes. But yeah, that was fun to do. I'm looking forward to doing some more of those in the future.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But we are going to be talking today about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the original run.
Eastman and Laird.
Yep. I know the volume you have was published by IDW.
Correct.
But they were originally published by Mirage Studios back in 84.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, 84 through 86.
Back when I was born and a small child.
I was a small child as well. We're going to be covering issues 1 through 7. Also the Raphael micro series.
Me, myself, and I.
It's a one shot.
I think it's what it's called. I think.
No, you're good. I think you're right.
Yep.
They were, I'm going to say, created by Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird. They did the art. They did the story.
Yeah.
It's those two. Later on, Steve Levine, after issue 5, he jumped on and started helping out with the letters. The version you got is the original black and white. The version I read that was on Hoopla was the colorized version. And so that one was colored by Tom Smith's Scorpion Studios. So I just want to give credit to them because,
obviously they did work on it, yeah, so they need their credit.
And I mean, this was in the list of us to cover, but with me being part of the Geek Ultimate Alliance Network, I am on a Patreon episodes covering the Last Ronin, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Last Ronin comic.
That's a Raphael thing, isn't it?
It's currently coming out. No, the first issue you don't know who it is until the end.
Oh,
it's Michelangelo.
Huh.
Yeah. Spoiler alert for, by this time, a 3 month, no,
dope,
5 month old book. So they kind of, I jumped on with, Clay and Travis for our Patreon talk of that and on issue 2. And I'm like, you know what? I want to go back and actually read the Turtles. So I moved it up, and that's why we're covering it now as we are.
Hey, it fits into our time scheme, 80s.
It kind of does, actually. Also, it's amazing story.
So much different than
it is
everything Turtles that I've had up to now.
Well, even Knowing that we grew up with
the cartoon and the movies. Yeah,
I remember the cartoon more than I remember the movies.
Fair enough.
But there was more of the cartoon than there was the movies.
Yeah,
obviously there's only three movies of the original, and then the TMNT cartoon, which is connected loosely, and then the two new ones.
There's two new ones?
Yeah, the Michael Bay ones.
Oh, I forgot about those. See, I was thinking about thinking about the CGI one that they did, like in 2000, like 5 or 7 or something like that. Maybe it was like 2010. I don't know.
CGI one.
Yeah, it was like I think it was just called TMNT.
Oh yeah, no, that yes, the movie that's connected to the original three.
Yeah,
yeah, which was good. I really liked that one.
Yeah.
Then of course they have all the TV shows.
The live action one. Yeah, and there was like a girl turtle and
that had a crossover with Power Rangers in Space.
Did it really?
Yeah, a one episode crossover. It wasn't good.
No, it was so bad I don't even remember anything about it.
Remember it because of the crossover. That's the only reason why I remember it. So let's go ahead and start out this first issue here. And we've get
long ass issues.
Okay, these issues are long, so I'm telling you guys up front, we're going to be covering just the important points, because if we actually covered it page by page like we normally do, we would be here, the episodes would be like a half hour long, and
they'd probably be longer than
maybe 45 minutes, especially the later ones. And I like to keep this around 20 minutes because I know you guys like the shorter episodes. It's a concept we started doing, and I kind of like trying to keep it to that.
Needless to say, definitely go out and read it.
Get these, man. Like the ultimate edition that you are reading, my ultimate edition collection is oversized. It's giant. I think I was able to get that online on Amazon. The first two volumes of that for cheap because I had a credit on there, and I think there was a coupon or something that day. Basically, I got the first two for like $30 total. Damn. Whereas I think they're $50 a piece. So
yeah,
I lucked
more
out.
Accurate. Yeah.
Again, because I had credit on there.
Yeah.
Whatever coupon. I lucked out. And I definitely got those at the right time. But if you guys can find, like, they've got the trades out there for, you know, $20 a piece, $15 a piece. Go find sales. I think IDW not too long ago, or every once in a while, does a digital sale on Comixology for like 99 cents an issue, or even like $5 for the collection. Just go check it out. It's worth it.
It's a fantastic
read. It's so worth it.
Especially if your only introduction, or if your only knowledge of these are the movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This gives you a definitely deeper, different take on it.
And, oh yeah, because in this first issue, we've got these guys killing.
Yeah.
Like, they're killing this gang that just hops up on them.
Yeah.
And I do like how the gang has no problem with these guys, the turtles. They think they're in costume.
Yeah.
But like
jumping into our territory in these goofy or these stupid turtle costumes,
yeah, and they just kind of destroy them, and it's amazing. And they're all ninjas, which is awesome. But like in the show, they each have their own little personalities. Like, for example, like Mike is
the party guy,
the goofy party dude.
Yeah,
party. Yeah.
But he's the goof off. You know, Donatello's the nerd,
mm-hmm.
Leonardo's the leader, and Raphael's a hot-headed, angry.
Yeah. So, like, you would assume that Leonardo and Raphael would have some sort of, like, knowledge and have no problem fighting. Whereas Mikey wouldn't take anything seriously, and Donatello would be more of the, oh, I'm tech guy, I don't like to fight. I feel like in the Batman versus Batman and Ninja Turtles comics that they came out with, that DC and IDW came out with, which is... Those are awesome as well. I know in the second one, Donatello even kind of talks about that, how he is not as skilled in martial arts as the rest of the guys are. He's more of the tech guy, and he takes some, like, Venom Ooze combo that, like, bulks him up, a la Bane style, and kind of just becomes his powerhouse. And so, yeah, you're already... know the stereotypes of them. So going back and reading these issues of like, no, these guys actually are fucking badass.
Yeah, and they're all
of them, all four of them.
And they all have angsty teenager moments, and they all have, you know, like, they don't have their necessarily set IDs like they did in the movies and in the cartoons. Correct.
This one, they all have the same red eye mask. The only way you can tell them apart is by their weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they all look the same. They all look very similar. But after they get done destroying, killing this gang, like, they straight up just murder them. Well, self-defense.
Yeah.
I'll go with the self-defense angle.
15-4, I mean, yeah.
Definitely self-defense. They go back to their hidden lair in the sewers, which, props to them for having this moving wall.
Yeah, well, not to mention the moving wall, but they've also got, like, bookshelves down here. They've got couches and seats. I think there's
a TV somewhere around here, yeah.
Like, it's impressive all the stuff they were able to acquire and keep, you know, well, in good shape.
They take whatever gets flushed down the drain. That's not true.
I hate it when my TV gets flushed down the drain.
Right, perfectly working TV. Although I'm pretty sure Dottel just fixed whatever it was.
Oh, I'm sure they got them from, like, dumpsters and stuff.
More likely. But we get the backstory of Splinter and how he came to be.
Which is fairly similar to what they have in the movies.
Okay.
The differences that I noticed is that the person that Yoshi fought with, Hamato Yoshi, which is their which was Splinter's master.
Yep.
Is Oroku Nagi. He ends up killing him because he finds Nagi in basically beating his wife, girlfriend, whatever.
Betrothed isn't right. But whatever, she chose Yoshi over
Urukusaki.
Yeah.
Or Uruku Nagi.
Yeah.
So Yoshi kills Nagi, and then they flee to
America,
to New York, where they set up a school.
Mm-hmm.
Urukusaki, who is the Shredder,
is Nagi's brother.
Is Nagi's little brother. Yeah. Who ends up taking over the Foot Clan, which they were both part of.
Not taking over. He's part of the Foot Clan. Yes,
he gets
his own little division and is sent to New York.
Yes.
Or sent to America.
Yeah. And he sets up in New York to find and kill Yoshi.
That's what he does. He was just sent there. His mission was just to
establish a Foot Clan there. Yeah.
And Urusagi is just like, okay, cool. I get to take revenge for my brother's death. And he does it. One night, he goes and kills the, I can't remember her name, Shen.
Yeah.
And then waits until Yoshi comes back and kills him as well. Now, at this point, he's also in his Shredder costume.
Yeah.
Which looks amazing.
Yeah.
But Splinter, who is just a rat at this time, sees it all. He also learned martial arts.
Smarter than the average rat.
Yeah, he learned martial arts by watching Yoshi, which, amazing. So he's already has some intelligence.
He's already smarter than, like, an average animal, yes.
Which is definitely weird. But so now Splinter is just wandering the streets because, well, his master died.
Yes.
And
we get Daredevil's backstory.
Yep.
I mean, the Ninja Turtles origin story.
I want to say Eastman, I want to say he came out and said that he kind of purposely did it like this. But it is definitely in the zeitgeist of this is Matt Murdock.
Yeah.
That got hit in the face with this ooze canister that then smashed this kid.
Bounces all down the road, smashes this poor kid's turtle terrarium, and
falls down this open manhole. I do like that the canister doesn't smash on the ground at all. It doesn't smash until after it breaks the terrarium and falls into the sewer.
Yes, it smashes when it falls into the sewer, which I would assume it has some structural integrity. It's like when you drop a plate on the ground. You know, one or two times, the plate doesn't do anything, but like the third or fourth time, it shatters.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Or like, you know, when you accidentally knock a wine glass off the thing and it doesn't break the first time it hits the ground.
Okay, then why are you knocking it off like four or five times then?
Not on purpose. Mm-hmm. Dude, ask Charity. She's the one that broke all the cups.
Oh, jeez.
A whole set of four.
What?
Not at one time. Like, throughout, like, stages.
Okay. That makes it a little bit better. We then get Splinter telling the story about how he found the turtles. Well, he saw it all happen.
Yeah.
Hops down there and grabs them all. While they're all swimming around in the ooze, walking around the ooze, he gets some of it on him as well. And, like, after a day, he realizes that they have doubled in size. And he is himself is starting to get bigger. Before long, you know, they're all walking, talking, and he is starting to get bigger. You know, he's becoming human-ish size. So then he decides to train them in the way of a ninja. And that's where we get the four turtles.
And we also find out that he was training them specifically to challenge and kill Urukusaki. Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to avenge his master. Yeah, that's his plan. This part right here is where he challenges, where they send Raphael to challenge the Shredder.
Okay. Well, is it? Because I thought...
Yeah, no, because after Splinter gives their origin story...
Oh, because he's the guards. That's right. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes. So he, yeah, you're right. He challenges, he goes to challenge the Splinter, and he comes across these guards, handily defeats them.
Yeah, like in 2 seconds, like they're nothing.
And then he takes his Psi and he throws it through a window.
Which, this is what cracked me up, because like the Shredder is basically like they're trying to work out a deal with these businessmen.
Yep.
And he's like, yeah, we'll protect you, you know, and all of this. And then the fucking Psi comes through the window, which he deflects, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Because like, honestly, if the window would have been open as opposed to it having to shatter the window to come through, Raphael would have killed Shredder right there.
Well, that'd been a quick.
They're right. Quick one. And then they open up the letter and they're like, oh, they challenge you to a fight, dude.
but then these businessmen are like, you can't protect us. You can't even protect yourself. Screw you. And so he
enrages.
Yeah, he ruined that deal. And so the next night, the turtles go to the meeting place and Shredder comes out in his suit and is just like, who are these fools? Whatever. I guess I'll
send the Foot Clan after them.
Yep. And the turtles just kill every single one of the Foot Clan.
We can't say that they handily defeat them because they do take their...
They take some licks.
Yeah. But they end up beating them.
And I know Shredder's like, those are some of my best men. Oh, well.
But I'm the master and I'm better.
Yep.
And he's like, plus, you know, you're already weakened by fighting my Foot Clan.
And so they start attacking.
One at a time, of course, because, you
know. That's what you do. Leonardo gets in a nice cut, opening up a couple, some wounds on his chest. While I'm pretty sure this is Ralph. Well, I mean, I don't really know who. Because, again, they're all the same.
Yeah, you can't really tell who they are.
They're not actually using their weapons. One of them throws a bunch of ninja stars. Another one throws a bunch of knives. And then Raphael throws his
size.
And anyway, they're just, again, going at him, kicking their ass. Donatello gets a nice bow staff to Shredder's back and knocks off his masks. And then Leonardo comes in and shoves his sword right through his gut.
Heart? I think he went underneath his heart. It was like through his like intestinal area.
True, because then he's still alive.
Not the first time somebody's had 9 cold inches or 9 hard inches in their guts. Anyways.
Yep. He offers him the sword for Shredder to seppuku.
Show us you still have honor left and, you know, kill yourself.
Nope. He has a thermite grenade.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, okay, cool. Donatello throws his bow and knocks Shredder over the edge of the building.
With the grenade.
And the grenade blows up. When the turtles get down there, all that's left is a gauntlet.
Which they throw away. Like, I would have totally kept that and put it on my trophy rack.
Yeah, right?
Because it was the whole thing, too. Like, I would have just set it up there, you know, like the achievements that you get in video.
Yep. Oh, no, it would have been perfect. But no, they're done. They don't need it. They don't need a reminder. Yeah. So that's the end of the first issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.